所以说，咱们想问那些要求成绩，要求成绩，当然你们也得给成绩写，你们也得成绩他说的，成绩不成绩，他上家要不上又说要买哇，成绩要成绩，那你是不是有我的？你我讲什么的？昨天都说过的，人家上家跟我说，我是哪里干过哇？老子问你，你这个什么玩意儿？生意不错，做嘛咯？现在那什么，罗子上罗，别那个罗子那么叫，人家那叫罗子吃饭了。罗你们瞧不起他家了不？罗子吃饭的，罗子人家那叫罗子上的金呢？跟人家那真的金，人家怎么得的？那这就问题，你那个什么现在很挺不过的。你登记你不也得中国了吧？我们早就落网了。那你登记我多少叫我什么什么登记？所以我说这样我到时候我同样一起读，给也是一起拉下来，咱进六级，也是一个好工作。所以呢，我生不就生不起来的中国了，我生不起来的。这样我说的叫我什么的，农村是有，农村是有。如果现在这特别气度，你给这个叫啊，就进入到进入水路，进入了他们给进入给的呢，有人自己有个多工作的，其实有人种棉呢，这等于他种棉，那就是影响我这里。那也是一个希望我做这个进入的路啊，也是一个叫把张勇这个家吸引进入去就好了的。说旅游嘛，去旅游能旅游，其他都做的，去旅游就我这样的，也是一个叫什么的，农村的差别。
Bodhicitta is this aspiration to become a Buddha for the sake of sentient beings, which means you have this mind of enlightenment. Bodhicitta is qualified by two different aspirations. But it's not only, it's not enough just to have the wish to become a Buddha, because you really haven't, with this wish to become a Buddha, you will not reach that goal of Buddhahood. Therefore, in order to reach this the state of Buddhahood, what you need is the practice of six perfections. In other words, the practice of the practices of Bodhisattvas. Because without the practice of these six perfections, there's no way you can reach Buddhahood, because you are not actually doing anything practical to become a Buddha, merely by wishing to become a Buddha. So these are two, the aspiration to become a Buddha and engaging in the practices of the six perfections are like the wish to go somewhere and actually engaging in the action of going itself. So for example, if you wish to go from here to India, for example, like on a pilgrimage to Bodh Gaya, just wanting to go there will not take you there. You will not reach there, but what you actually need to do is take the steps so that you are actually there, such as buying your ticket and then actually taking the flight to India and then reaching Bodh Gaya. And so likewise, just called wishing that may I become a Buddha and will not lead you to that state of Buddhahood. Therefore, what we have to understand also is that there are two different kinds of types of bodhicitta. One is called aspiring bodhicitta, which is this genuine wish to become a Buddha, what we call sentient beings. And then there is the engaging bodhicitta, which is actually taking the steps to reach your destination. So you have to have both the wish to reach that destination as well as take the action to reach that goal. And therefore, with regard to the bodhisattva practices, the imperfections are the ones which actually will lead you to the goal of Buddhahood. And in fact, it is said that the practices of bodhisattvas are very vast and profound, but you can summarize the practices of bodhisattvas into these six perfections. And so the practice of six perfections are, on the one hand, very vast, but then they are also a summary of all the bodhisattva practices. So, with regard to the six perfections, the order that we usually give is the generosity, the practice of the perfect of generosity first comes first, and then which is followed by the morality, the perfection of morality, and then perfection of patience, the enthusiastic effort, and the concentration, and then the last one is the perfection of wisdom. And so, as to this order, why do we have this sequence of the six perfections in this order is because the generosity being the easiest one out of the six to practice is kept first, and then that of keeping morality, the perfection of morality is slightly harder than the practice of generosity, and then the rest also follow the same sequence because of the difficulty of the practice compared to the previous ones. And so it's like if we want to go into like starting school as kids, first of all, in order to be able to go into grade one, we need first of all to be able to read and write things, the alphabet, and without knowing the alphabet, there's no way you can actually go into higher classes. And therefore, the first step that you take is learning the alphabets, and then reading and writing, and then learn the rest of the subjects, and slowly, and go up to the school. So in the same manner, these six perfections are ordered because of the difficulty of the practice.
But the jiva, jilu reyaya ma, guru rima jina ma, tango jima hain shi, jima hain shi, tango jima hain shi, jima hain shi, jima hain shi, ini jimbe ngoche, ini jimbe rawe jihoche, ini jimbe pongo jimbo. Chiru ina, jimbo jichen tili sha togo jimbe pheche, jimbe pheema jimbe yinche. Ini jimbe ngoho kharima si buke. Ini jimbe rewa hati yoche, ini jimbe tongsu jimbo jimbe si. Chiru ina, jimbo jimbe kima dengue. Chiru jimbo wano, dinakte kharinche. Jimbe ngoroche, tete rewa.
And so, when we deal with these six perfections, for example, the first one is that of the practice of generosity, can be explained in terms through the phrase the first is that of understanding the benefit of giving, the practice of the cooperation of giving, and then you have to know the nature or the identity of this cooperation of giving, and then the different categories into which you can divide giving, and then the last one is that of and the actual way of practicing the profession of giving. And so these four outlines can be applied to all the rest of the
professions as well.
So having given these four outlines in terms of the perfection of giving, the first one, the benefit of giving is that of wealth, riches, so which is something we all want. And so the wealth comes from the practice of giving. It is said in Master Chandrakirti is entering into the middle way, that the happiness or the blissful existence of humans do not come without wealth, and the wealth comes in turn because the Buddha understood that the wealth comes from giving. Advice that he gave to practitioners is the practice of giving. And so, as it is said in this quotation from the Madhyamaka Avatara, Of course, in order for us to live our life, we need all these facilities, such as food, clothing, shelter, and so forth. And without which we cannot live our life. And so these are the conditions for our living. And these, in turn, come from the practice of giving. On the one hand, the practice of giving itself brings about, as a result from giving, we gain wealth. And then, in terms of the six perfections now, within the context of the six perfections, what we have is the practice of generosity as the first one. And on the one hand, this giving is the first practice, because through the giving we gain wealth. But that is not that's not the only purpose. But once we have the facilities for our living and for our practice and so forth, then what we need to go further is that of practicing morality and so forth. So this practice of the perfection of giving becomes the basis for the rest of the perfections as well.
Nipa tsang yin mien de la la ngen wei cha zhong wa. Ji tang ji shen. Ta jinpa kheba wa ji, mi di lo di dili yong wa ya di, nipa kawa jin jiva tang yore. Jinpa kare tang yore. Mi kane yin jiva tang yore, ta shekha kore. Ji rado jinpa rung pa rama, yuwa rung jiva tang yore, mwala jin jiva jiva jiva, rung jiva jiva mwa rung, yiri gili jing wa ya. Ji jinpa rung jiva tang ba, suri jiva 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 确定就是可以，先当单位单位就是可以，所以。